Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Hello, my friends. I hope everyone is having a great day. I want to ask you a question. Is the goal really the point? Most of us would like a new car or bigger house, or maybe you'd like to climb Mount Everest. However, if you were instantly teleported to the top of Everest, you wouldn't be as happy or fulfilled as if you actually climbed it. Our goals are more than just things we want to have or achieve. There's much more to it. You might think that you'd like to have a magic genie at your disposal, but it would be a lot less enjoyable than you think. There's more than meets the eye when it comes to your goals. Consider these ideas. If you can have everything you want just magically appear, would you find that satisfying? If you're like most people, you have a long list of things you'd like to see, do, and have. Imagine you could just suddenly snap your fingers and be wealthy. Play the piano, see Paris, lose 30 pounds, have a successful business, be married to the person of your dreams, and have 3 kids. Imagine that and ask yourself, how would that feel? If what you really want is to simply have all those things, you jump at that deal. However, you probably aren't that excited when it's presented this way. The process of achieving something might be more important to you. Growing a business, finding your perfect romantic partner, and figuring out how to become wealthy are part of the journey. Things don't mean as much if you don't have to work for them. How do you feel the day after completing a goal? Think about a big goal you've achieved. It might be landing a particular job, graduating from school, or seeing Hawaii. How did you feel shortly after it was over? Soon after your great success, you probably felt surprisingly blah about it. Why do you think that is? Is it the struggle that matters to you? Maybe the struggle is what appeals to you. Maybe it's not winning, but putting in the time, sweat, and tears that make it worthwhile. Maybe it's the thrill of overcoming a challenge. You certainly don't experience that when you don't have to work for something. Is it the personal growth that makes achieving goals satisfying? Is having a successful business exciting? Or is it learning new skills?
developing the perfect sales pitch, or becoming a new and improved version of yourself. To achieve a big goal, you must grow and develop yourself. Is this what really appeals to you? Struggling leads to learning. If a new car is just handed to you, you lost an opportunity to learn how to earn, save, and invest your money. When you're faced with challenges, you're forced to learn. Either you study or you make mistakes and corrections. Both are forms of learning. Think about all the things you've achieved. Now, imagine all those things that had just been handed to you. How does that make you feel? Would you still be the same person if you'd lost 30 pounds by waving a magic wand versus changing your diet and working hard at the gym? We get more from achieving goals than just the end result. Our goals are a way to struggle and grow. Goals provide a sense of accomplishment when they require work and an effort to achieve. Self-confidence and self-esteem grow as well when goals are set and accomplished. Having something handed to you is nice, but delivers much less meaning. So, avoid wishing for good luck. Instead, wish to be stronger and more determined. Although achieving it is fantastic, the goal isn't really that important. The journey is. Thank you. Remember, life is short. Let's all learn to live it on purpose. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.